We are learning Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning, Beis V'Mabeis, two lines from the bottom, Rava Amar. We learned in the Mishnah that on Shvius, in a Makom that's the Pseida, there's a loss, you're allowed to water the Beis HaShlachim, on Shemitah year, even though watering the trees, or watering the plants, or watering the grain, is a problem of Zeria on Shvius. It's a problem of Zeria on Shvius. And the Shaila is, what's the heter? And Harisha also, you can learn it starts Harisha watering, also Harisha is also on Shvius, plowing is also on Shvius. So either Zeria or Harisha is also on Shvius, it's also to do on Shemitah. So how in the world are you allowed to do it? Makim Pseida. So the first Teretz Gemara was talking about Shvius v'Zman Hazeh, according to Rebbe, who holds that Zman Hazeh, Shemitah is only the Rabbanon. Since it's only the Rabbanon allowed it, but Makim Pseida. Rabbis is a different Teretz. Rava Amma, Afilu Tamer Rabbanon, even according to the Rabbanon, Avos Aser Achmana. The Torah only Aser to do Avos Malacha on Shemitah year. But Toldois, Loi Aser Achmana. But Toldois, which is watering the Zra'im, that's only a Tolda, and that the Torah did not Aser. And Rava brings a Makar from the Pasuk for this. The 7th Pasuk, it says the Pasuk by Shvius, Shana Shvius, Shavash Abbas and Yil Aretz, Sodacholoi Sizra, Vechamacholoi Sizmar, Ace Sviach Kitzircholoi Sixar, Vesimvid Zerecholoi Sivtsar. That's the 7th Pasuk. So Mar says it's like this. Mechti. Zemira, which is cutting off the dry branches of a vine, Bechlal Zrihi. That's Bechlal Zriya. Ubitzira, Bechlal Kitzira. And Bitzira is the same thing as Kitzira. Just Bitzira is by Zesim, and Bekitzira is by Tvor. Betzira is by anavim, rather, by anavim, by grapes, and Katsira is by tvor, but it's really the same thing. So why is the Torah repeated over? So my hilchus akasvin rochmana lememra to tell us that Hani told us mechayiv, the told us that says mefurush in the pasuk yechayiv on shmita for achanaisa all the told us lo mechayiv, you're not chayiv, only chayiv on the told us that I'm mefurush in the pasuk. But somebody's not mefurush in the pasuk, even though it's aser midrabanan, but since it's not mefurush in the pasuk, there is no chiyav on it. So since it's only Aster Rabbanon, therefore, Chazal allowed it, but Makim Pseida. Beis HaBaal wouldn't be Mut on Shvius. Why not? Because Lamaitz is Aster Madar Rabbanon. But Beis HaShlachim, which is Shaila Pseida, there they allow you to do these Malachos, which are only a Toda, since it's only Aster Madar Rabbanon. Reitig Marakasha of Eloi, are you going to tell me that on Shvius, on Toldos and Ad Chayiv, I'm going to show you from a Braisa, it's a pretty long Braisa, and this Braisa says all different malachas, different work you do on the field, on different type of fields, they're all considered malacha on Shvius that you chayiv for. By tying into the Braisa, it says in the Torah, Sadech aloi Sizra, Vacharmech aloi Sizmar. So mainly you've seen this Pasuk, Zerua v'Zimur. Let me see first, the Pasuk, Zerua and Zimur, which we said Zimur means taking off the dry vines off the trees that they grow grapes, taking off the old vines. That's zimar. So you see zimar and zeruah and planting. Menayin lenichosh, how do you know nichosh, which means weeding? Uli either, that means you dig around the vines to soften the ground. Lukisuach, that means taking out the bad grass, and it's not the same thing as menachesh. Menachesh means you pull out with the roots, like Rashi explains. But kisuach just means you take out the bad grass from the good grass. So how do you know all those things are asa on Shvius? So Tamalim, the Pasuk says, Sadecha loy karmecha loy, which means it doesn't say loy sizra sadecha. It says Sadecha loy sizra. And it doesn't say loy sizmar karmecha. It says karmecha loy sizmar. And that teaches us that Sadecha loy karmecha loy, whatever it is, loy kol malacha shev sadecha. You can't do any malacha in the sadecha, but loy kol malacha shev karmecha. No other malacha than karmecha. Menayin shem karsimin, Ve'im mizardin, ve'im mefaskin ve'ilon. How do you know you can't do these three things? What these three things? Mekarsmim is by trees, is taken off by trees, the dry branches, just like there's zimur by gefen, by ilonis, gefen means by vines, by ilonis, by trees, it's called karsimim. And that's what karsimim is. Zrodim means taking off a piece of the branches, even the good ones, even some good ones, there's too many of them. And pisug, mefaske, means supporting the trees, putting supports on the trees. How do you know I'll do that? Tavon, the pasuk says, sadecha loy, karmecha loy. Loy kom lachas of sadecha, loy kom lachas of karmecha. But now you're saying, mezablam, how do you know you can't put fertilizer around the roots of the trees? Leim afarkin, you can't take the stones off the roots. Leim afkin, you can't cover the roots with dust, with sand and with earth. Leim ashtim, you can't burn, put of smoke under the trees in order to burn the worms. Be'ilon, how do you can't do all these halachas? Tam v'leimar, sadecha loy, karmecha loy, kom lachas of sadecha. So we add on a bunch of different toldos that are usher because the pasuk says sadecha loy karmach loy, and the braisa ends off yachol loy kashke ish tachas zaysim. Maybe you're not allowed to dig under the zaysim, and loy ad tachas gefanim. Maybe you're not allowed to dig under the gefanim. Loy malin akoyim mayim, and maybe you're not allowed to fill the water holes that are around the trees with water. Loy yasa ugois. And maybe that you're not allowed to make those circles around the gefanim, to put the water in it. Maybe you're not allowed to do that. I don't know that you're allowed to do. Sadecha l'sizra, zriya b'chlal ha'isa, loma yatsas. The hakash loy v'neka hakash. Loma loch ma'z zriya, just like zriya, miyachedes, avoida, shivasada, v'shivakari. Just like zriya applies to fields that grow grain, and fields that have trees and vineyards. Besod of the Karam, af kolshi avoida shenase besod of the Karam is aser. And these things, kishkush idur milamayim and a common ugyos, are not, they're only made done by trees and not done by fields of grain, and therefore those things are not aser. And we'll see in a second there's some steerus in this, because we said before that kishkush and idur is aser, and here it's saying it's mutter. We said before that idur, like Rashi asked the question, that it says at the beginning of this braisa that idur is aser. It's one of the things that are aser. It says, "How you know the idur is aser?" It says, "V'idur lekisuach." How you know it's aser? "V'nai lenichush v'idur lekisuach." It's aser. It brings a pasuk, and here it's saying that lo yad yachol lo yad tachas gefanim would be aser. Tamalei, no, it's not aser. So shtikol stira. So Rashi answers, "Kam bechadati." From the Gemara later on, the Gemara says it's got to be something else. Which means that if it's a new hole, that's more tircha. If it's an old hole, it's less tircha. The only problem is that by shvius, really, it's only to do a tircha, it has to do a work. So Rashi is a stickle shver, and we'll maybe talk about it in the next tomorrow a little more. But upon him, what comes out from this braisa? What comes from this braisa is that we have all these extra malachas that are awesome in the braisa. So how can you say, how could Rava's Teretz be that told us that Asum Deraisa, therefore it's Mutter Makim Seda? We have here a Braisa that's Marbe that says that all these other Malachas are also on Shvius. So it's Shver, how could you say it's Mutter Makim Seda? So my answer is to this Kasha, Midrabanon. Really, all those told us only Asum Midrabanon. Ukra Smacht Vama, Ayud Ashma Apostle. The Apostle only has Smachta, but really only the four Avodas, only the four type of work that's mefurish the pasuk are the only ones that's awesome midraisa and yechai for. So the other type of work is mutter b'shvius. For example, watering the base of shlachim is mutter on shvius. Why is mutter on shvius? Because it's only midrabanan, and by the rabbanon they will matter the makom seida when it's a loss that they'll be matter to water the field. Now it said in the braisa, at the end of the braisa, one of the things that we said yachol will be awesome, we said no, it's mutter. One of the things are kishkush. Kishkush is digging under the zaysim. And the braisa types like this. Tishmatana means milkashkish, that you shouldn't dig under the olive trees. Unatashta milasakal, you shouldn't take the stones away from the kerem, clear out the stones. So you see clearly from this braisa that kishkush is also. See clearly from this braisa that kishkush is taka also. No, three kishkushi have two type of kishkushim. Chad evru yelana. One is made to make the tree better, to make it better. The chad tu impili. The other one is to cover over the exposed roots that are going to dry out, and that is mutter because it's a pseida. Evru yelana also to be mavri the ilam. That's also why that's be mashpiach. It's tu impili, but to cover up the exposed roots, that's mutter. So like this. You're right, either is also, but it depends. Either that you're doing lahar vachot to make it better, that's also. But either that you're doing to save a pseida, that is mutter. So more has theory, either on either, and the more answers. So this more, kishkush rather. Kishkush, the more has theory, kishkush and kishkush. Kishkush means digging under zaysim, and the more has theory, and the more answers that kishkush that is made to save the ilan is mutter. If it's to make it better, that is also. Now, here, the Rosh Hashanah even asks this question. We said before, the stira also, either to either. That the Brice at the end says, yochol lo ya'ad etachas ha'gefanim. Says, no, you're allowed to do it. Early in the Brice, says, either is also. So Rashi asks the question, and he says the Teretz, habachadati habatiki, a new hole or old hole. And the Pella is, why don't we say the same Teretz over here? One was a vruy ilano, one was doing a pila. Say the same Teretz here, Rosh Hashanah kasha. And also, number two is, why didn't the Gemara ask the question? Why did the Gemara only ask from Kishkush and not from either? So that the Rosh Hashanah is maybe, because this is the first thing in the Braisa, when it says, Yachol, but the Braisa before says, Yachol, so the first thing is Kishkush. So therefore, that's the first thing, that's the first thing we asked from, and therefore the answer goes on both, and the Kasha goes on both. That's what Rosh Hashanah wants to say. But Lamaisa, Rashi is Shver. So the Rosh Hashanah blibes Shver on Rashi, what's Pshat, he'd say his own Teretz there, and which the Teretz alone is a little bit hard to understand. Why don't you say this Teretz over here? Okay. We learned before that Chorish Vesvius is Aser, and Rashi quoted a Pasuk on Beis and Beis, that it says in the Pasuk, the Aloshan Chorish is Aser, it says, B'Chorish V'Kotcha Tishbois, so we know Chorish is Aser. The question is, do you get Malkus on this or not? Do you get Malkus or not? Because that Pasuk is definitely only a say, it's not a lot. Do you get Malkus or not? So the Shalas is included in the other Isurim of Shvius, which says, Sadduch Aloy Sizra, for example, and there it says a lav, is included in that lav or not. So that's the Machlaikas here. Itma. What is Machlaikas? Acharis of Shvius, someone who plows on Shvius, Rabbi Yechon Rav Loza. Achar Amar, Loika, Achar Amar, Loika. One of them says, you get Malkus. One of them says, you don't get Malkus. It's Machlaikas. Amarayim, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yechon. So what's the machlekes? Leimar b'drab oven amra b'loy k'mifki. Meir machlekes is tali rab oven amra b'loy. The amra oven amra b'loy. Kol mokim shenema klal ba'asei uprap b'loy sase. We know something called a klal uprap a klal. It means you have a general rule with the specifics, and then a general rule. So halacha is yamar but not only the specifics, but anything that's similar to specifics also included in that issa. It's called klal uprap a klal. Rab b'loy is mechadish that if the klal is asei and the Prat is a loy sase, or vice versa, they're not the same thing. There's no klal prat a klal. Komokim shenema klal ba'ase a prat loy sase, either is of a klal prat a klal. So here, you really have a klal prat a klal, Rashi says, because you have a ribuy of shona shvias shabbos shabboson yir la'aret, that's a ribuy. And then you have a prat, sodach loy sizra, vechamak loy sizmar, that's a prat, that's specifics. And then it says afterwards, the next pasuk, Shabbos Shabbosim. That's the verse we have in Rashi. We have verse Shnas Shabbosim. So it's a klal prat a klal. So if you hold klal prat a klal, it works over here. So then you get Malkus because we marba anything similar to Zriya, which includes Charisha. Anything has to working in the field will get Malkus. But if you learn there's no klal prat a klal, so then only what's said specifically in the pasuk is chayiv and nothing else. Let's see the Gemara inside. So Leimer asks Machlekes. So Mandi Amaloika, less the Rav Avram Rav Loi. The one who holds you get Malkus does not hold of Rav Avram Rav Loi. Therefore, you have a cloud brought the cloud. That's included in the Isser, and you get Malkus. Mandi Amaini Loika, the one who holds you don't get Malkus is the Rav Avram. He holds Rav Avram. And since there's no cloud brought the cloud, so all you left is with the Prat, and therefore you only get Malkus by those things like Zriya and not by Charisha. So Gemara answers no. We can say not like that. Loi the Kuli Amen, less the Rav Avram Loi. Everyone has no cloud brought the cloud. Okay, so it's only Chay for Zriya. But Mandi Amalike, the opposite. Everyone holds, not like Rav Loi, so everyone holds there is a cloud prata klala. There is a cloud prata klala. So there is a cloud prata klala, so you get Malkus. So Mandi Amalike, shaper. Mandi Amalike, like, once you don't get Malkus, what's pshat? Amalach, mechdi, zmira b'chal zariah here. Zmira is b'chal zariah. So why do you repeat it? B'sir b'chal b'ksira. So my hilkasa k'san, why do I say extra two things? Why do I say extra things? My hilkasa, my kasva rachmana, l'meimram, my hilkas a kasvur rachmana. Leimaimar da hani tolos mechayev. Only these specific tolos mechayev. Tol dachrila mechayev, but karishi not mechayev. So coming up here, Rashi, the etzim you have a klal brat klal. That's why you get malchus v'war on the yama. Elam anyone knows no. Even if you have a klal brat klal here, there's too many specifics to tell us that only these are chayev and none other ones are chayev. That's Rashi's way of learning sugya. Tosfos learns the sugya slightly different. I am Tosfos when I go into it now. But Tosfos learns sugya different. Because one of his questions are that it says if you hold of Rav Oven bar Eloi, there's no klal prata klal, so then you should not get Malkus. Why? Because only the specifics in the pasuk. So he says, how do you know? The halacha is a prat u klal, the klal is not about everything. If it says a prat, so maybe the last klal is ikka, prat u klal. It's one of his kashas. He has other kashas, and therefore Tosfos argues on Rashi. Well, it comes out over here. We have your machlekes here. Is harisha part of the isurim of shvius and yichayiv malchus or not? And it's only isra say. It's not part of this these klolim. So why does that have a kasha? That how can you say that you don't get malchus? We're going to show from a brayse that the marba everything that you have by sodas and by kramim, anything that you have by fields and by vineyards, then the halacha is that you chayiv for that, like the brayse we learned before. V'loi v'atayu the brayse is same exact brayse we learned before. V'atanya sodah kol esizru v'charam kol esizma are ainly ela ziru v'zimer. You only see a first in the pasuk about planting and pruning. V'nayin either v'kishkush v'kizuach. How you know either kishkush and suach are also like we learned before? These different type of malachas, digging and taking off branches. All those things are awesome. You don't support it. You don't dig, take off trees, take off branches. You can't do zevel, can't take off stones. You don't smoke the trees, take off the worms. Maybe we would say take it so far that you can't dig under the olive trees, you can't dig under the vineyards, you shouldn't fill up the holes with water, you shouldn't make circles around the kvanim for water. Has to be equal. But what do you see? That if something is by both Sodan and Kerem, then Yechayim. So Kharim should be Yechayim. It's a first surprise that everything is included. The Gemara answers the same territory as before. These drushes are not the Raisa. Midrabanam across Smacht Vama. All these drushes are only on Smacht Vama. Therefore, it's no Raya. No Raya of Kharim is Chayim and not. And the whole Shah of Kharim is Chayim and not. We hold the cloud, proud the cloud. But this price says, Lav Dafka, it's only Midrabanam across Smacht Vama. So that's what's coming out, that there are a lot, a few, some on the Amrim, there's a lot of Avoidas that are only midrabanan, and therefore it's mutamakim pseida. And harisha here we have machlekes, Rabbi Yechon Eliezer, if you chayiv malchus or not.